This is a long neck banjo, 4-string. Now I have the capo on the first fret, so it's actually playing in the key of F. You put it on the third fret, you'll be at the key of G. Now this banjo was built for a gentleman in the grand state of France. Francais. I don't know how it's no French, but I've forgotten all that I've learned. Sorry. Now you can hear the, this is a master tone. You can compare this with my tuba phone. And this light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine on me. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Take the capo off. Now we're in the key of E. Put the capo on. Yeah. Then we can go half step. One thing that's nice about the 4-string long neck is that you don't have to worry about readjusting the 5th string. There was a man named Bill Pappet. So I use a lot of the same methodology that I use with the 5-string, but I don't have to worry about the 5th string. I can slide right up to the 3rd fret now in the key of G. Move a half step up. Actually, I'm using a metal pick on my thumb, and I'm using my fingernails as a kind of a metal, in the place of a metal pick on my fingers. Now I'm up at about the 6th fret. How sweet the sound. Take a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Now I'm going to take the pick off. You can hear what it sounds like just with regular, without pick. Back to without a capo. Master Toe, four string.